This is Viewpoints with Kirby Anderson.
Yesterday was Veterans Day, but we are celebrating it today. This day is even more significant because it's the 100th anniversary of Veterans Day. Veterans Day began as Armistice Day. As the Great War, which we today call World War I, was winding down, there was a need to designate an official time for the end of hostilities. The Treaty of Versailles was signed on June 28, 1919. Fighting actually ended 7 months earlier. The armistice ended on the 11th hour of the 11th month in 1918. The following year, President Woodrow Wilson designated November 11, 1919 as Armistice Day. Unfortunately, World War I was not the war to end all wars. By 1954, Congress amended the previous legislation by striking out the word armistice and inserting the word veterans. This day is set aside to honor all American veterans of all wars. We can learn something from how other countries honor this day. A number of years ago, I was in the London Heathrow Airport on Veterans Day. They announced over the loudspeakers that there would be a silence at 11 a.m. I was a bit skeptical about how obedient the passengers would be. I was surprised. When time came to stop and reflect, the airport was absolutely quiet for a minute or so. We can learn something from the British and their reverence for their war dead. What can we do this day to honor those who have served us? Well, you might want to visit a military cemetery and put flags on graves. Those of you who live near the nation's capital might want to visit one of the memorials for veterans. You might encourage your local school to participate in Take a Veteran to School Day. Students need to see veterans and hear the stories of service. Take an opportunity today to honor veterans and thank anyone you know who has served this country. I'm Kirby Anderson, and that's my point of view.
Take Kirby and the Point of View team with you on the go with the Point of View app. Search for Point of View Radio at the Apple or Google Play stores.